From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday the recent court order suspending his immigration plan was motivated by politics. Speaking in Washington to law enforcement chiefs, the president warned that the nation's security is compromised without the travel restrictions in his executive order. The president read aloud a law that gives the president sweeping authority over immigration.
When you read something so perfectly written and so clear to anybody, and then you have lawyers and I watched last night in amazement. And I heard things that I couldn't believe, things that really had nothing to do with what I just read.
A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend Mr. Trump's ban last month on immigration from 7 terrorist-plagued countries. The Somali Speaker of Parliament announced Wednesday that lawmakers had elected a new president, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, was declared the winner after 2 rounds of voting by the Somali parliament in Mogadishu. Authorities in northern Afghanistan say Islamic State terrorists have killed at least 6 local employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross. Thomas Glass is a Red Cross spokesman.
They were attacked on the way down by some unknown gunmen, and 6 of our colleagues were shot and killed. And 2 of our colleagues are still unaccounted for.
The ICRC says the team was on its way to deliver livestock materials when they were ambushed. The Taliban has denied involvement in the incident. The U.S. Senate voted Wednesday to approve Senator Jeff Sessions as the nation's new attorney general. The vote was 52-47. This is VOA News.